Last Sunday morning, we studied a very envious countenance in the character of Laban. And this morning, we study a fallen countenance in the character of Cain. Next Sunday morning, we will look at a changed countenance in the life and character of a king by the name of Belshazzar. And then the following Sunday morning, we will study the countenance of the Lord Jesus Christ as depicted in one of his very agonizing prayers. This morning, we study the fallen countenance of a man by the name of Cain. And by the way, the word countenance means the facial expression or the look in the face. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, verse 1, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of the flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth or angry, and his countenance, what? Read it to me. His countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth or angry? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, thou shalt not be accepted. And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of his precious word. Verses 5 and 6. But unto Cain and his offering, he or God had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? In the book of Jude, verse 11, Jude said, Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4, the Bible says, By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. And in the book of 1 John, the 3rd chapter, verses 11 and 12, John penned these words by divine inspiration. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the evil one and slew his brother. Now, as we examine the countenance of Cain, I want us to note the very setting that caused all this to transpire. First of all, Cain was a tiller of the ground, a farmer. And when it came time for the offering, he brought of the fruits of his labor and offered what he had done to the Lord as a sacrifice for his own sins. And God had not respect of what Cain offered. And today, whatever you bring to the Lord, be it your good works, be it your own morality, be it your own righteousness, be it church membership or baptism, or whatever it may be that you bring to the Lord as an offering for the forgiveness of your sin, God will not have respect unto that. In other words, your works cannot produce a forgiveness of sin. You cannot justify yourself in the eyes of God by offering Him something that you have produced. But Cain brought of the firstlings of the flock. And what does the phrase mean? And of the fat thereof. That means he not only brought of the firstlings of the flock, but he brought the very healthiest animal that he could find. And he makes this offering or a blood offering unto the Lord. And God has respect unto his offering. And by this he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his guilt. And even though Abel has been dead for thousands of years, he being dead yet speaketh, because without shedding of blood there is no remission. We need to recognize the only thing that can cover the sins of man is the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Cain became angered. And when that offering was not received, he got very wroth, and his facial expression changed so that everyone around him could see there was a change in his face. And God said, Cain, why are you mad? And why has your countenance fallen? And the story progresses, and Cain and Abel talk after this. And after their conversation, they go out into the field, and Cain rises up and kills his brother. And his blood cries out from the ground. And God interrogates Cain as to where Abel is, and he lies to him with the answer. And then he says to him, not only are you to tell me where your brother is, but I want to know something else. And Cain retaliates and says, am I my brother's keeper? Now that word keeper is a very key word, because Abel was a keeper of the sheep, and the word Abel simply means keeper. So when he answered the question, am I my brother's keeper, it was a slur at the brother he had slain. The word Cain means spear. So we see from his very name why there was such an expression on his face. Two or three things you take home with you and remember forever. Number one, Cain rejected parental instruction. Where in the world do you get this, Brother Bronson? You go to the third chapter of the book of Genesis. And when Adam and Eve had sinned and sewed fig leaves together to make themselves aprons to cover their sin and their nakedness, God spoke to them in the cool of the day and said, "Where art thou, Adam?" And when Adam made himself known in the presence of God, he said he hid himself because he was afraid. And God in His mercy, and God in His kindness, and God in His sovereignty, slew animals. And when you kill an animal, there is always a shedding of what? There's always a shedding of blood. And so when God slew these animals and the blood was shed, He took the coats of these animals and He clothed Adam and Eve. And that is a picture of the blood of Jesus covering the sins of man. And as He clothed Adam and Eve with the skins of these animals, that's a picture of the righteousness of the Son of God when He clothes us when we are saved by the grace of God. And so down through the years, Adam and Eve practiced a blood offering. Adam and Eve practiced before their children that which God had taught them. Adam and Eve, every time the offering was made, used a sacrifice offering, the shedding of blood. And all these years, this son Cain ignored and rejected parental instruction. And I'll drive this point down to you young people who listen to me this morning, and how precious you are to my heart. You must learn above everything else as young people that you are to be obedient to the parental instruction and direction of a Christian mother and a Christian father. Ephesians 6, 1 through 4, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children unto wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and in the admonition of the Lord." And one of the greatest needs in the United States of America is for mothers and daddies to teach their children the principles of the Word of God. And then it is their responsibility to follow that parental instruction. I'm thinking now of a family in the state of Mississippi. Two sons were born to that family. The older son was named Vondell. The younger son was named Des. Vondell was an obedient child, served the Lord after being saved at an early age, whereas Desmond was a rebellious child. Des was my best friend in high school. But time moved on. Vondell continued to serve the Lord. Vondell continued to set the right example as a Christian young man. Des went further and further and further and further away. Now answer my question today. Why is it that Vondell respected the teaching of righteous grandparents and the teaching of his mother, whereas Desmond rejected the teaching of his grandparents and the teaching of his mother? And the only answer is that a man that continues to reject that which is taught from parents and godly grandparents is headed for trouble as sure as I stand preaching the Word of God. And so Cain has a fallen countenance because he rejects parental instruction. He has a fallen countenance for a second reason, because he rejects a Christian example by a younger brother. When the time of the offering came, Abel always brought of the firstlings of the flock and the fat thereof, and Cain was there to recognize what his younger brother was doing, and Cain knew from parental instruction and the example of a younger brother that which was right in the family and that which was right in the eyes of God. But sometimes, even in a family, children become jealous of each other. And what one does, the other resents. And so he not only rejects parental instruction, but he rejects an example set by his younger brother. His countenance fell for a third reason. He was easily offended and quick to anger. And Proverbs 16:32 says, "He that is slow to anger is greater than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city." Now let me drive down a little peg right here. This verse says, if you are slow to anger, if you know how to control your temper, that you're greater than the mighty. That if you've learned how to rule your spirit, that you're greater than Colin Powell. You are greater than Douglas MacArthur. You are greater than Dwight Eisenhower. You are greater than a person who can take a city or a nation. And Proverbs 15:1 says, "A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up evil." And there's something wrong with anybody who is a Christian, who is not a Christian, that can fly off of the handle at the snap of your finger. Now say amen. That's the truth. So he was easily angered. And that's another reason that his countenance failed. Becoming jealous of his brother, he goes out into the field and he kills his own brother. And you don't ever know what the actions are going to be with somebody whose countenance is fallen. I repeat that. You don't ever know what the actions are going to be from someone, male or female, whose countenance is fallen. So he rises up in the field and he kills his younger brother. I want to drive down a peg, Johnny Brown, and I want you to take it with you forever. Listen to me, Herschel. The first person in the Bible to reject substitutionary blood was Cain, and the first person that rejected substitutionary blood was the first person, Brother Morris and Brother Cliff and Brother Hansel, to shed human blood. And as long as the nations of this world reject the substitutionary blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, they will continue to shed human blood on the battlefields of the world. The answer to the world's problems this morning lies in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But rejecting substitutionary blood, he sheds innocent blood. And God comes to him and says, "Where is Abel, thy brother?" And he told God a lie and said, "I don't know, I don't know, I don't know." And you can mark it down, when somebody has a fallen countenance, they'll start lying to you. They'll twist the truth in every direction. They'll change the truth into a lie. When somebody's countenance is fallen, there is no telling, I repeat, what they're going to do. So he just out and lied and said, "I don't know." And then he raises the very obnoxious and insidious question, "Am I my brother's keeper?" Remember, Cain's name means sword or spear, whereas Abel's name means keeper. So it is a slap in the face of God. And it's a slap at his own brother when he says, "Am I my brother's keeper?" And God looks at him and said, "Cain, you're not going to be able to farm anymore. You've enjoyed farming, but I'm going to put a curse, a special curse, on the earth for your sake, and the ground is not going to yield for you like it used to yield. You're going to be a failure when it comes to farming. Besides all that, you're going to be a vagabond. And that means you're going to be a wanderer. You're going to wander from pillar to post. You'll wander here. You'll wander there. You'll be a vagabond and a fugitive. You're not going to have any stationary position. You're just going to be like a wandering star. And besides all that, God speaks to him and tells him that he's going to set a mark on him. That somebody rises up and kills him. You're going to live a life of misery. Death would be welcome to what you're going to experience, and there are some things that are a lot worse than death. Amen. You're going to be a vagabond. When that fallen countenance looks up in the face of God and says, "My sin is greater than I can bear." And if he ever told the truth in his life, he told it then. And I want to tell every one of you this morning, I want to tell myself again, that my sin and your sin is greater than I or you can bear. But it's not too great for the Lord Jesus, who was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and like a sheep is dumb before her shearers, opened not his mouth and laid down his life vicariously, substitutionarily, for every one of his people. And you hear me this morning, the only one who can bear your sin is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's saying, Brother Morris. Number 301. May we stand together. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we pray this morning that every countenance in this building will be open, and that not one countenance will leave this sanctuary fallen or outside of the will of God. Perchance there should be one fallen countenance in this number. O Lord, point that person to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Who can not only change their heart and soul, but change their countenance so that it will reflect the countenance of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We pray in His name. Amen. Now before we sing, while I preach to you today, Abel is in heaven because he based it on the blood of Christ. Cain is in hell because he thought he could do more for himself than God could do for him. God is the answer to all of our problems.